From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton and Natasha Vaughn report for Columbia Green Media that Greene County officials, like those from other local counties, say they would be vaccinating more people if they just had more doses. On January 19th, Greene County received 400 Moderna vaccines, though they asked for 1,000. Legislature Chair Patrick Linger, a Republican from New Baltimore, said, and I quote, "If there's more coming, I have no idea," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "I don't think there's more coming this week. Generally, they allot them and we get them on Tuesday," end quote. The day before, state officials said they only got 250,000 vaccines this week instead of 300,000 they received the week before. Ulster County got only 1,000 vaccines this week instead of 1,200. Assistant Deputy Ulster County Executive Daniel Torres said the new doses arrived January 20th, but that, and I quote, "the appointments for this week are already claimed to accommodate those who had their appointments canceled last week," end quote. Columbia County received 500 doses of vaccine this week, but they have no available vaccine appointments because of the low supply from the federal government. Now officials are starting to do the math about how long it will take to vaccinate everyone at this slow pace. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said January 20th that at current vaccine supply rates, it will take the state 8 months to get through just the hospital and healthcare workers, first responders, and those over 65. That means we are all staying in our houses until 2022. Meanwhile, Columbia County reports 265 new COVID-19 cases in the past 5 days, including 65 on January 20th, the fourth highest single-day total of the pandemic in Columbia County. There were also 21 new cases in Greene County and one more death January 20th. Ulster County reported 114 new cases and four more deaths. Dutchess County announced 216 new coronavirus positive tests and eight more deaths. In Rensselaer County, there were 79 new positive tests and three more deaths. Albany County had 173 new COVID cases and four more deaths. The Albany County Jail is now on lockdown for the next 29 days because 270 of the 330 people incarcerated there are in quarantine. Terry Weaver is reporting for Syracuse.com. Workers in the state of New York would get up to 4 hours of paid leave to get two doses of COVID-19 vaccine under a proposal from Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. The idea was part of the governor's $193 billion budget released January 19th. All employers, both public and private, would be required to provide up to 4 hours of paid leave at the worker's regular pay rate. Managers would also be prohibited from taking retaliatory action against those who request the paid leave. But employers can request documentation from workers verifying the need to take time off. The proposed budget, which includes a temporary tax hike for the richest New Yorkers, relies on $6 billion in coronavirus aid as part of President-elect Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID aid package. Cuomo is hoping Congress will send as much as $15 billion to New York, where more than 33,000 people have died from the virus. The vaccination paid leave would likely not take place until late March. The state's fiscal year begins April 1st, and you can read more at Syracuse.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. New York's rollout of its plastic bag ban last year was so disorganized and confusing that a judge has now awarded court fees to bag maker Polypack Industries, as well as a consortium of corner shops, small business owners, and grocery stores that sued over the prohibition. Acting State Supreme Court Judge Gerald Connolly ordered the state to pay despite ruling the ban itself was legal, saying the Department of Environmental Conservation's early directions on the ban were, and I quote, "incorrect," end quote, and I quote, "frivolous," end quote. Connolly ordered the agency to pay part of the legal fees and court costs for the plaintiffs. The lawsuit was filed last year in Albany County requesting the ban be overturned. Court papers showed the information provided by DEC sowed confusion over which types of reusable plastic bags were barred. Connolly, in his decision, made it clear the ban pertained to all plastic, non-cloth bags. Connolly wrote in his decision, and I quote, "Reusable bags may not be distributed if they contain plastic of any kind, barring some further action by the legislature," end quote. Judith Ink, a former regional EPA administrator and founder of Beyond Plastics, said, and I quote, "This is quite significant that the judge is requiring DEC to pay attorney fees. It is because DEC did not put out accurate information," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "The law bans plastic bags, full stop," end quote. Ink said she hoped lawmakers will turn down any exemption request as the budget is finalized later this year. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. New York Attorney General Letitia James' office in legal filings January 20th argued the National Rifle Association's bankruptcy and move to Texas should not prevent the state's dissolution case filed last year from moving forward. The National Gun Rights Organization last month announced it would declare bankruptcy and leave New York, where it has been incorporated since the 19th century. James's office in August filed a lawsuit to dissolve the group, citing a law governing the oversight of nonprofit entities. In a filing filed with the state Supreme Court, James's office wrote the lawsuit should remain in good standing. The suit claims the group misused its funds, a charge the NRA denies. The filing stated, and I quote, "Any monies the Attorney General recoups will be returned to the NRA or, upon a judicial dissolution, used in accordance with donor intent or with court direction and approval for a purpose substantially similar to the mission of the NRA," end quote. She said, and I quote, "We will not allow the NRA to use this or any other tactic to evade accountability and my office's oversight," end quote. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.